a great song to play the week of the NFL draft, because there are a bunch of young men who are about to get paid to play football. Greed works. That's what you want your agent to focus on this week if you are getting drafted in the NFL. And Chris Gregg is one of those guys that is hoping to get a nice contract and get a end up in a good location. He joins us now on the Revolution Hotline, the former Razorback tight end who freaked him at the combine and hopefully will have as good a performance in the NFL draft. But a lot of that, of course, depends on the teams in the NFL. Chris, welcome back in the zone. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, since we caught up with you around the combine, what have you been up to, and talk to me about some of the teams you've visited with and what the process has been like for you?
Right now, this is the time of the process that's really the most strenuous for me. It feels like a lot is out of my power now. So it's really up to, like you said, the agents communicating and just teams watching your film and really getting to like you. Things I've been up to, I had a few workouts after the pro day. I worked out with the Eagles and the Patriots and had some good conversations with a lot of teams after that. So I'm just waiting to see what this week holds.
Now, when you work out with these teams, do they bring in their own quarterbacks, or who do they have work out with you?
Actually, with the Patriots, since it was offseason, Ryan Mallett threw to me.
There you go.
It was something like a practice a little bit, kind of like a mini camp.
Mm-hmm. Well, that had to help you from a comfort standpoint. That had to be nice.
Yeah, it was. Learned a little bit about their system, talked to their coaches, and went out there and threw it around a little bit.
What about as far as workouts, conversations, other teams you've talked to, anybody else you visited with?
I've probably talked to at least 20 teams I know, so hopefully that's a good thing. I really can't tell you who has the most interest right now because, I mean, you never know how this draft is going to go.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting one. It certainly is. I mean, we've actually, J.J. Metters with me here in the studio, we were talking about that a little bit ago. I mean, it is a pretty wide-open draft. I mean, there's pretty good consensus that there's going to be an offensive lineman maybe taken first, and after that it seems to be a real crapshoot. Are you getting any kind of feedback on where you might land as far as, you know, position in the draft?
I've heard anything from earliest being second to latest being fifth, so hopefully they call my name in between there.
That would be good. Chris Gregg joining us on the Revolution Hotline, getting ready for this week's NFL draft. So what's your plan for draft day? I mean, what do you do? I guess there's got to be sort of first off, you want to keep up with it. Part of it is I'm sure you want to try to keep your mind off it to some degree too, though. It's got to be a little nerve-wracking.
Right. I'm going back home down to Pine Bluff, be with my family. I don't know, maybe Thursday I'm just going to try to relax, maybe just work out and maybe go hit a few golf balls around. Then Friday and Saturday might be a little stressful just because, like I say, I never know when they're going to call my name. So,
Chris Gregg joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline again. The NFL draft is this week. When you think about teams around the league, Chris, and having watched NFL games over the last couple of years, have you watched an offense with any consistency where you go, you know what, I think I'd be a great fit in there. I think I'd do well in this offense.
Yeah, I mean, the tight end position, especially the tight end position that I play, has become real popular right now. I mean, you watch the Patriots. They use two at a time a lot of the times. San Francisco uses Vernon Davis. The New Orleans Saints use Jimmy Graham. It's a lot of tight ends that I think I can model my game after, and they do a lot of the same things that I do.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a guy who's like you, who's got a big frame but also is a very – adept pass catcher as a tight end. I would think this is a pretty good time. If you look throughout the NFL's history, this would be a pretty good time to be a guy like yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that position is getting a lot more popular right now. They want tight ends that can block and they can also stretch the field and make plays in the passing game, and I think I can do exactly that.
Hey, Chris, this is J.J. Metters in the studio with Justin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I think one thing that, you know, a lot of the tight ends in the league, their ability to flex out wide and play at the wide receiver position. With your speed, you know, you ran in that 4.4, 4.5 range, and mm-hmm. and you know, how do you think that, you know, how do you think that the pro teams or the pro scouts look at that?
I hope they look at it like you said, a guy that they wouldn't have any question about flexing out. I've played receiver more years than I played tight end in my career, but I am a tight end now. But like you say, with the speed and everything, my routes shouldn't be that much different than the receivers when I'm flexed out.
Also, you mentioned you went to the Eagles. Did you get a chance to work with Coach Kelly at all? And could you tell us a little bit about him and about their because I know he's coming from Oregon, and they have one of those offenses where they have a lot of guys doing a lot of different things. What was that visit like with the Eagles?
It was good. I didn't get a chance to meet with Coach Kelly individually. I met with the tight ends coach down there. But like you say, he's coming from Oregon. He's bringing a dynamic offense. It was kind of like the other workout. They set us down in the classroom and tried to give us a little install, tried to see how we learned and see how the offense we ran here at Arkansas was similar to that. And it's some similarity. So it's more of an up-tempo style, fast tempo. But, I think the Eagles are interested because, like you said, he's coming from Oregon, that faster offense, and I think he wants an athletic tight end.
Yeah, that's great. I think a lot of people don't really understand. I think they understand, like, the physical part of it. But could you elaborate a little bit? Because a lot of people don't understand, like, when you go into a meeting and a guy may draw something up on the board, and then, 20 minutes later he goes out and he's asking you to run this route at this depth. And tell us, just tell us about the mental aspect of it. Like you said, doing an install, and kind of explain to the people what that means and how that works.
They take you in the classroom just like any other class, and they try to teach you the offense. So they start off with formations and personnels, and then it goes into line protection and routes. And like you say, the way football works, you meet about an hour and a half. They try to give you as much knowledge as they can, and then they ask you to go out on the field and execute it probably an hour and a half later. So it's a lot of mental strain playing football.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people, it's not that you get it. A lot of times it's how fast you get it and how fast you can assimilate into the offense. And, if they're paying you, they expect you to get it right away. So, but the biggest thing is, man, you got a lot of people out here rooting for you and expecting you to do well. And we'll be waiting for you to hear your name called on sometime this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot.
What about from an agent standpoint, for people who haven't been through the process before, how do you go about deciding who's going to represent you, and how does that work?
For me, it was I tried to do it as professionally as I had a few candidates that reached out to me. I didn't want to go out and reach out for an agent because their job is to work for you, so you wanted them to be interested in you. And I sat down and interviewed about 6 or 7 of them, me and my family, and just thought which one would fit best with me and try to lead me in the best direction starting my career.
And how long did you take on that process? How long did that take to get where you wanted to be as far as deciding who was going to represent you?
Actually, it took about, I would say, about 6 months. I started it last summer before the season started.
Okay. Interesting. So what about, have you stayed in contact with the other guys? I know you guys have all been getting ready and probably been busy visiting with teams, but have you talked to any other Razorback graduates that are getting ready for the draft?
Oh, yeah. I talk to Kobe now, DJ all the time. We're probably going to go work out here in a little bit just to keep our minds off things. But, I talk to most of every guy that's in the senior class this year in the draft. We keep in real close contact.
I'm hoping we'll get DJ on at some point, but what's his mentality like right now? I think we were all – I mean, I think we talked about this maybe with you during around the draft, the fact that we were a little surprised he didn't get an invite there with what he did at Arkansas. But how's he feel right now, and what kind of interest is he getting?
He said teams are interested. Teams know that he kind of got snubbed not going to the combine. You know how the media and everybody on ESPN with the draft, they kind of – boost it all up, and you never know if you're getting noticed or not. But he said he's getting a lot of good vibes from teams. You can't deny his film. He's a great player, great running back, great returner. So I think he's going to get drafted for sure.
I think that's probably the case. Chris, good luck this week, my man. We will be, as JJ said, be watching closely, certainly pulling for you to go earlier rather than later, and hopefully we can catch up again after the draft, after you figure out where you're headed.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right.
And we didn't and bring this up with him. I guess we could have. I just thought about it as we were hanging up there, Jay. But got another member of the family who we may be talking to about draft day here down the road a few years.
Right. His younger brother, Will Gregg, who will be, I believe, a junior this year at tight end. highly thought of prospect, and actually was down at the spring game this weekend. I saw even was mentioned by Richard Davenport in today's paper, and just a phenomenal kid. But the funny thing is, I ran into him a couple of weeks ago, and he's huge. And I just went up and introduced myself to him, and and just such a big kid. But you forget he's like 14 or 15 years old. And I'm like, are you Chris Gragg's brother? He's like, yes, sir. And I just, you know, but man, just a great looking kid. And hopefully we'll be able to bring him to the fold, hopefully in the next year. So I think he's a 2014 prospect.
Some Keithley Service coming live fan feedback. Bear fan in Conway, the nation's top five team ERAs: Arkansas 1.81, North Carolina 2.13, Oregon State 2.18, Mississippi State 2.37, and UCA at 2.38. How about them Bears?
How about it?
Very impressive. We will take calls. We